This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for July 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Pinnacle Airlines Corporation announced yesterday that it has acquired Mesaba Aviation from Delta for $62 million. Pinnacle's group now includes the Pinnacle, Mesaba, and Colgan Air brands. Boeing and Argonne ST announced Tuesday that they've entered into an agreement for Boeing's acquisition of Argonne for $34.50 per share, or about $775 million. Flight instructors in California are waiting today to see if lawmakers pass Assembly Bill 1140 before they go on recess. That bill would delay the August 1st implementation of big fees and new regulations on flight schools and independent CFIs in the state. Searchers have found that missing Piper Arrow in northwest Montana, and the news is not good. The bodies of all four occupants were found with the wreckage. The team, hoping to fly an aircraft around the clock and eventually around the world on solar and battery power alone, had to cancel its scheduled attempt yesterday due to a technical problem. Seattle's Museum of Flight broke ground Tuesday on the first phase of its new 15,000-square-foot human spaceflight gallery, which it hopes will lead to the facility being awarded one of NASA's retiring space shuttles. The FAA wants to fine two Indian companies for shipping radioactive depleted uranium on a British Airways passenger flight. Ryanair says it's still looking at ways to equip its aircraft so passengers can stand at the back of the plane to earn lower fares. And a U.S. Airways flight departing Atlanta for Charlotte had to return to the gate when maggots started falling out of the overhead bins onto passengers. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Glass Air's Scott Taylor tells us what his company was doing at Copa's Migration 8. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.